Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with Martin Storm, the president and CEO of BMM Test Labs, on how testing technology in the gaming industry has taken a new turn. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. Technology in the gaming industry has to be tested by accredited test labs to be able to go on casino floors. BMM Test Labs has been serving the industry for more than 35 years. Martin Storm took over the company in 2003 and grown BMM beyond its native Australia to become a worldwide global provider available in more than 400 jurisdictions. Storm explains how BMM is active in testing products for land-based gaming, online gaming, lotteries, and more. He discusses the trends in the industry when it comes to skill games, esports, and more. He spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas earlier this month. Martin Storm, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Here we are, G2E, another big show this year, and I guess you're excited about what you're going to be putting out there.
We are. This is our 15th consecutive show. Mm-hmm. We finally have a very large stand in a strategic position. It looks great. We've got our crew that's flown in from all over the world, from Europe, from South America, from Australia and Asia and Africa. So it's all happening. We're looking forward to the show, and there's a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Great. Well, let's talk about the last 3 years. BMM has been in kind of a roll the last 3 years. Give us an idea of what you've been doing and how the company has made some progress.
Well, we've particularly worked hard in the United States. Mm-hmm. We've got great coverage in Europe and Africa, Asia, Australia, and South America. We needed complete licensing here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. We're down to a handful, and we've made great progress with them, which has enabled the large manufacturers, the IGTs, the Aristocrats, and others, mm-hmm. to start pushing U.S. games testing and work our way.
Right.
Which has changed the balance of power somewhat here in the U.S. market.
Yeah, no question. So technology has been changing very quickly in the industry over the last couple of years. Operators want the best systems, the best products on their floors as quickly as possible. How have you been responding to that challenge?
Well, from our point of view, we're working with manufacturers. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who need to respond to what their customers want.
Sure.
I think it's exciting if you've looked at the games that Aristocrat and IGT and Scientific Games are producing, as an example, they're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And from our point of view, we get to test and certify products that are extraordinary.
Sure.
And they're getting better and better all the time.
Right.
And they're more engaging. They're mm-hmm. stickier for players. Players enjoy sitting at the machine for longer.
Right.
So from our perspective, it's more of the same, mm-hmm. but with more interesting technology. And of course, now that we're doing more testing for the bigger manufacturers, we're seeing more of that technology here in the U.S. We see it in Australia, we see it in Europe, now we're seeing it here.
Okay. So there's a bunch of issues that kind of make your job a little tougher, probably a little more interesting, with different spins on games. Let's start with skill games, for example. You've got to really do some special testing to make sure that those are fair for all players.
We do. In fact, we just finished a piece of work with the Forest County Potawatomi, mm-hmm. and we help them draft their technical standards for skill-based games.
Okay.
And we did a seminar series around the United States with mm-hmm. the tribes.
Right.
We talked to them about skills-based gaming and what it meant, mm-hmm. And what kind of standards they ought to consider in relation to having products certified to that mm-hmm. standard. Some of the tribes have taken that on. Forest County Potawatomi did.
Okay.
We built those regs with them, and now they're promoting their standards amongst their tribal compatriots.
Mm-hmm.
So from our point of view, yes, it's not just, from the test point of view, it's not very complicated.
Right.
It's a question of what you want to test and how you want to test, how far do you want to go. But we're excited because we've got some great companies doing skill-based games. We're doing their testing here in Nevada mm-hmm. and other places.
Sure.
And we're excited by what they're building. And that's clearly the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've also seen in the gaming industry that adoption can often take a while.
Sure.
Right.
And, you know, whether it was systems-based, you know, downloadable systems,
right,
or whether it's skill-based games, these things take a while for the consumer market to latch onto and then drive the demand for those sorts of products.
Right, so no question.
We're there. We're excited by what we're seeing. You know, it's happening in fantasy sports and a whole bunch of other different areas. We're doing so much work. It's an incredible amount of work we're doing for those products. So we're excited by all of that. Skill-based games is one of them. But the adoption is its own burn rate. It's going to be what it is.
Are you seeing any esports type of systems come through your product?
We are. Yeah. We've done 15 recently.
Okay.
So we're seeing a lot of that product. We're doing a lot of that work in the marketplace.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if we didn't dominate that segment already.
Yeah. Okay.
We're doing lots of sports products overseas as well. And look, I think it's incredibly engaging sort of products.
Right.
People love sports.
Sure.
They love how they can create their own games, you know, with the way these things work. People love betting on sports. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't take their eyes off the television and they're betting along the way.
Right, right.
So, and, you know, it's pretty exciting. So that's probably the most engaging gambling product we see worldwide.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of these companies that have these sports betting programs where, you know, that'll just read the numbers incredibly quick. I guess you're going through some of those as well.
We are. We're seeing a lot of very innovative product.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in our world of certification, the regulators are a very important part of
course,
what we can do and what we can't do and what these people can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So regulators are important. They need to support the technology and the type of gaming. I think Jeff Freeman from the AGA is doing a really great job in promoting at the political level, at the government level, these things. And you could see that sports betting is the one, and fantasy sports types products, they're the ones that could really capture the imagination of the industry. And I think we could see the manufacturers take big investments and interest in that kind of technology if they haven't already got it today.
Sure, no question. How about augmented reality, virtual reality? Is that coming to your show?
We're seeing it.
Yeah.
We're playing with it, but we're not seeing a lot of it at a commercial level.
Yeah, I guess that. I mean, I've seen the devices, and it doesn't seem like they've understood how to gamify it at this point.
Yeah, I was just in New York not long ago and playing at a venue, not a gambling venue, but a technology venue.
Right.
With that technology, and it's pretty captivating.
Yeah.
But you're right, how to gamify or monetize the technology is often the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And who is the person who's going to walk into the casino or the gambling venue and play that technology for money?
Right.
That's the next step.
Yeah.
And also, too, we go back to regulators. Will regulators understand the technology? Mm-hmm. Will they feel comfortable with it?
Right.
You know, it's that comfort level that makes it possible.
Right. So another big thrust of yours over the last 3 years has been the iGaming segment. I know you've been doing a lot of testing in that area. How is that progressing?
It was a growth area for probably 5 to 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And over the last three or 4 years, it's probably matured a little in Europe, in particular, where a lot of the initial growth was coming from. And now we're waiting for markets to pick up iGaming.
Sure. Right.
The United States is starting to show some interest.
We've got
states, you know, looking at legislation, approving it.
Right.
I think New Jersey is an example of a marketplace that started early, struggled to get going, and has started to find its sort of pace, and it's starting to grow. And I think we'll see, a slow burn on iGaming technology. From a test point of view, we've been testing the technology since 1998, so for 20 years almost. Mm-hmm. So there hasn't been a lot of change in that area. It's pretty good technology to test. It's pretty easy technology to test. And we're really waiting on markets and participants to do more.
Do you test the geolocation and payment issues and things of that nature as well?
We have a look at it. It depends on the jurisdiction as to how they demand work in that area.
I see.
But we're close to a lot of the players who provide the technology, who partner with various manufacturers providing.
Okay. And, you know, there's been a lot of attention paid to social casino, and, of course, that's not a regulated area. So do people come to you and want to test it just to be on the safe side?
We have had a couple of majors come and talk to us, and we've had a look at their product to give them at least a compliance perspective on the technology.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's no demand at this stage.
Right.
you know, for non-monetized games.
Right.
But some of the major manufacturers have spent lots of money in the technology.
Right.
And some have even sold them for big profits.
Absolutely.
IGT.
And they want to make sure it works, I guess.
Yeah. So, look, I think we're seeing a lot of the same elements from platform to platform.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing games that used to be built and only delivered on land-based systems,
right,
or land-based platforms, and today that same game is being taken from a land-based environment, it's being ported to mobile devices, ported to online gaming. You know, so they're taking the same themes and porting them to different places. They're going into the social space.
Sure. Right.
And so, you know, you're seeing a kind of reusability.
Mm-hmm.
You get a great theme, you build a great game, and what else can I put it on?
Right.
It's like a great song. You could put it on a record, you can distribute it digitally, you can put it on a CD.
Right.
There's lots of different ways that you can get that product out to
market. Right.
So
okay.
I think that's what's happening. And in our industry, especially for BMM, a lot of it's about games.
Right.
It's a lot about what Aristocrat's building, mm-hmm, and how well they're doing. Same for IGT,
sure,
same for Scientific Games, mm-hmm, Konami, Novomatic, Ainsworth,
yeah,
you know, et cetera. So it's,
sure,
they're really putting a lot of effort into their studio development, getting that right so they can build great games.
Right.
We still live in an industry where one great game can make you a lot
That's
of money.
That's for sure, yes, no question about that. So we did an interview with the IGT president and CEO, Renato Ascoli, for our covering of this issue that's at the show here. And toward the end, we were asking him, you know, are those boxes ever going to go away? And he, of course, he doesn't want them to see them go away, but they're preparing for something like that because he's offering the games on personal devices or on handheld devices, you know, within the casino. How do you really test how that's going to work? Is that something that that you guys look at very closely?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're testing a product, a game, from device to device or distribution platform.
Mm-hmm.
is something that we do regularly,
mm-hmm, right?
And it's easy. The technology is quite straightforward. Mm-hmm. It's easy for us to do, and I kind of agree with Renato in the sense that, you know, there's something about the box,
mm-hmm,
and the engagement that's different to,
right,
doing it, playing it on your cell phone.
Sure, right.
Now, there's going to be a generation of people who only grow up with, mm-hmm, iPads and cell phones,
right,
and they may never sit in front of a slot, mm-hmm, machine. But that generation hasn't quite come yet.
I don't think so.
Not into the casinos.
And they're pushing that. Just for IGT as an example, the way they're doing this 3D and 4D, you know, that's just an amazing technology.
I sat in front of those machines myself,
yeah,
with Dallas Orchard,
mm-hmm,
and they were astonishing.
Yeah. Yeah,
mind-bogglingly interesting.
Yeah, no question.
And beautiful, and we're looking forward to certifying that technology.
I mean, when you can, you know, choose something just with a glance of your eye, it's just unbelievable.
It's incredible. Like, you feel like you're flying through the machine.
Right, right.
It's,
yeah,
so engaging. It's amazing.
Right.
And that's what you get,
mm-hmm,
from a device built, purpose-built like that.
Right.
It's hard to imagine doing that on a cell phone.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's just... But there'll be some people who won't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it'll be interesting.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGamingPlayer delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGamingPlayer uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks and mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
BMM has recently shown its dedication to the industry by sponsoring another event that's going on this week, the NCRG conference. What do you think that's so important to get behind?
Well, look, there is a percentage of people in the market and in society who, mm-hmm, struggle with various things.
Right.
I come from Australia, where we've got a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right,
people gamble, and for the vast majority of people, it's entertainment. For a small group of people,
mm-hmm,
it becomes a life challenge.
Right.
And so, in Australia, as an example, you've seen a decline in slot machines,
right,
over a period of time. You've seen much more vigilant government if you like, interest in what happens. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important. You know, you can't have everything. You can't just put slot machines and things out there without giving some consideration to the community and society. And so we're a firm believer in you need to take care of those people mm-hmm. who at some level might struggle to take care of themselves.
Right.
The programming that comes from the various associations around the world we support, we mm-hmm. support it directly.
Right.
And because Frank Fahrenkopf is on our board,
right.
we had access to some of that original thinking,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to support that. So we've done that for a number of years now, and we'll continue to.
Sure, and Frank is the first one to say that's probably one of the most important things he did as president of the AGA was to set up the NCRG, you know, an arm's length organization that studied this problem, and I think he was a great proponent for that.
Yeah, and you know we know that human beings are fallible, and we sure. know that you know we know that there are some people who are going to find all sorts of different things very mm-hmm. difficult, and so responsible gaming is a great theme. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing to invest in. And if we can help a small proportion of people who struggle with it, we've done our job.
Yeah.
And so that the vast majority of people who enjoy it as entertainment can continue.
Yeah, no question about that. So you mentioned your relationship with regulators. How important is that you maintain a strong relationship with them, particularly in the sense that regulators aren't there for a long period of time. Most of them are there for one or two terms, and then you've got to renew that relationship with their successors. How does that work for you?
It's an ongoing challenge. We have a team of people dedicated to the process all around the world. Mm-hmm. We have senior management who engage with regulators. We have a technical compliance and quality team who are constantly communicating with regulators to understand any changes mm-hmm. that might be occurring or the way they see things might be changing. Sure. So we're constantly engaged at various levels, whether it be at the technical level or the executive level mm-hmm. to build those relationships. It's challenging. There are nearly 300 regulators in North America alone.
Right.
And yep. there's another 150 worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to keep contact with 450 groups of people who are busy themselves.
Sure, right.
They've got their own things to mm-hmm. do. And you're taking conversations to them about products, about standards, about compliance, explaining technology to them if they don't understand it. It's challenging. It's a huge investment. We've spent $15 million
mm-hmm.
in the last 12 years
yeah.
Here in the United States building those relationships, getting license, getting access to the market,
mm-hmm.
and constantly following up and engaging with regulators. It's critical,
sure,
particularly in the United States.
Right. Well, another big area in the United States is tribal gaming, and you mentioned your relationship with the Forest City Potawatomi is an important tribe for sure. How do you stay current with that? I mean, especially because tribes like to be really on the cutting edge of technology. They like to get the products out in their casinos, even before the commercial casinos.
That's been one of their real advantages
right.
as
yeah.
a competitive advantage mm-hmm. because they've had less structure and organization to deal with in some ways. They've been able to make decisions faster mm-hmm. and be more flexible. And I think in a sense they've trusted the independent labs a bit more.
Right.
So they take their advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have had the best technology on the floor, often before a state.
Right.
The way we deal with that is that we run seminars and symposiums for the tribes.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly touring around the country in various states, putting events on. We participate in their association meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So we're members of every association that we should be a member of. We go to their shows. We turn up there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We provide free education and training. Wendy Anderson has just committed to a training program where we're producing video-based programming,
mm-hmm.
and that in itself will be a way that we'll engage
Absolutely.
With tribes, and they'll be able to do the training online,
mm-hmm.
and then they can come to us with any questions.
Great.
And so we'll be able to do it remotely. They won't have to travel to Las Vegas or anywhere else in the world. They'll be able to do it online, and it's free.
Well, you recently appointed Gene Chayefsky as an executive vice president in charge of Europe and Latin America, right?
Yes.
He's such an honored guy in the industry, you know, the guy that started Cadillac Jack, and you know, people really know him very well. What do you think he's going to bring to your company?
He's a world-class businessman,
mm-hmm.
extremely well-educated, financially astute, understands the gaming industry, did a great job building Cadillac Jack.
Yeah.
He's a proven guy. We've had a relationship for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac Jack were a BMM customer. And so we serviced them. I got to know Gene that way. And we had an opportunity to do a couple of things together. And I asked him, would he be interested in joining the business? And he loves BMM.
Great.
And he loves this segment of the industry. So I think he's going to do a great job. In fact, he has already.
Right.
It's just not known what he's done. Right. Exactly. But we're not telling anybody just yet. But next year will be very apparent. Wendy's put out the press release for Gene. Mm-hmm. There's a couple more press releases coming.
Okay.
We're restructuring some operations to make it, you know, more competitive, mm-hmm. More responsive and agile. Gene's a great guy, and he brings, you know, he brings a lot of contacts that, you know, I might not have,
sure, right.
because he dealt in the industry at a different level. And so it's a beneficial thing. We're very excited to have Gene. He's a great guy.
Right. Well, Latin America is a real quickly growing market, as is Asia. So how is your penetration going in Asia and the Pacific Rim?
Yeah. Asia and the Pacific Rim, I think we dominate that space. Mm-hmm. Because we had a natural advantage having such a dominant position in Australia and New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the manufacturers who were in the Australian market really took care of the Asian market mm-hmm. for their parent companies.
Right.
And so because we had that strength there where we, you know, we're doing 75% of the work in those markets,
mm-hmm.
We naturally extended into Asia. We have a Singapore office no one else has, a Singapore lab.
Yeah.
We have a Macau lab. BMM and GLI both have those.
Right.
Our business has grown tremendously in that space, and we're doing most of the transfer work into that. So we're comfortable with Asia.
Mm.
South America, we were a little bit behind
right.
because we came out of the North American market where we were a little bit behind.
Right.
So we followed GLI in that market rather than lead.
Right.
But the business is strong. You know, we do a lot of work out of our Lima, Peru lab.
Mm.
We're doing a lot of work in Colombia. We're doing work in Chile. We obviously got Panama, Puerto Rico, and places like that. Mexico, to the extent that Mexico is a regulated market. But you have to kind of wait for them.
Right.
You know, we're doing bits and pieces in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil looks, you know, once they sort out what they're going to do with their presidents and their politicians, Brazil looks like a great potential market.
Right.
So we're excited by it. It's not a big business for us. There's a lot of transfer work being done out of Europe and North America sent into that market.
Okay,
so
the
testing's done in Spain, or the testing's done in Austria, or it's done in Las Vegas, and it's just a transfer letter in.
Mm-hmm.
But our lab in Lima, Peru manages that process for us, and
it's
going well. So Asia and South America, whilst they're relatively small markets for gaming labs compared to, say, Australia and North America and Europe, they're still valuable in terms of what you can offer a customer.
Sure.
You need to be able to offer them the ability to take a product to any market in the world, which we do, and our competitor does.
Great. So what's your goals in the next couple of years? I mean, as you say, you've really been on a roll for the last 3 years. How are you going to continue that role?
We've got so much expansion ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of space that we haven't competed for.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of coverage that we haven't been involved in.
Right.
So there's deals happening that we haven't been involved in. There's segments where we've only been lightly touching them.
Mm-hmm.
There's new technologies and new markets, if you like. We're putting together new teams of people to address all of those things. And, you know, the North American market is a marketplace that's really significant, and we still feel like we're just chipping around the edges.
Right, sure.
We think in the next 12 to 24 months we're going to become an equal player in these markets.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, that's tremendous growth.
Right.
In a sense, we're the challenger brand.
Sure, right.
You know, so if you're the incumbent, like, you know, in any market, it's hard to grow when you dominate a space.
Right.
Then along comes a challenger brand who does it well, very well.
Right.
And you know that over time you're going to leak market share, client share, and revenue to that competitor.
Sure.
We're that competitor.
Right.
Now, we've spent 15 years here being that competitor,
right.
and I feel like we're only stepping on the starting line now. So we've got that growth ahead of us.
Great.
You know, we feel excited by what's going on. We know that from our quality results, where we measure quality through regulators in key markets, we know our quality is number one. We've got the data to verify that. What we want to be is not just the best. We want to be the biggest.
Right.
That's going to take a few more years.
Right.
So we have to compete with our competitor. That's okay.
Sure.
It's good for the market, good for the customers, good for our competitor. They've got sharper.
Mm.
And so everybody's a winner.
Right. Well, it's great to catch up with you. Congratulations on the progress you've made in the last few years. And we want to stay close in touch with you from now on so we know what's happening in your world.
Roger, thanks for your time and for your interest. Thank you. Your heart. Only shadows of death and fairly clear in the room. Get to know the feeling of liberation and relief.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast. And don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.